Hola, espero que estés del mejor. En este video vamos a ver qué también puedes entender una conversación en inglés. Si logras captar lo que dice o entiendes de lo que trata el video, definitivamente tu inglés ya no es básico. Y es una excelente forma de ver que realmente estás progresando en este idioma. Primero veremos la conversación sin subtítulos, como en cualquier película o serie. Después la veremos de nuevo, pero esta vez con subtítulos en inglés para que veas aquellas palabras que quizá no escuchaste muy bien. Y finalmente la veremos una vez más, pero con subtítulos en español y en inglés, para que ahora sí la entiendas por completo. Si al finalizar lograste entender de lo que trató la conversación, escribe en la cajita de comentarios, mi inglés ya no es básico. Una vez dicho esto, y si estás listo para ver que también entiendes el inglés, comencemos. Primero veremos la conversación sin subtítulos. Relájate y disfrútala.
Hi, my name is Lisa O'Connor and I live in Dublin. I love living here.
Dublin's got great museums, brilliant art galleries, and of course hundreds of fantastic pubs. But if you only have time to visit one place in Ireland's capital city, you must see Trinity College.
Okay, I am a student here, so maybe I'm biased. But if I were a tourist in Dublin, I'd definitely come here. Of course, Trinity is a lot more than just a tourist attraction. It's also the oldest and most famous university in Ireland.
Trinity was founded in 1592. It has always had a tradition of excellence and is particularly well known for producing famous writers. The author of Gulliver's Travels, Jonathan Swift, obtained a Bachelor of Arts degree here in 1686. The playwright Oscar Wilde also studied at Trinity. Bram Stoker, the author of Dracula, began writing here. And Samuel Beckett, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature, studied here from 1923 to 1927. And taught here in 1930.
When I decided to come here to study, everybody told me it was a great university. But people all said that I wouldn't get a place here unless I got really good exam results. They were right, but it was worth it. And if you don't mind working hard, you'll love studying here. But do other students agree?
I decided to ask some students what they enjoyed about studying at Trinity. What are you studying?
Computer science.
I'm doing a master's in applied psychology at the moment.
I'm doing a PhD in English literature.
Why do you enjoy studying at Trinity?
Trinity is an old college, lots of history, and it's a very friendly college to be at.
I like studying at Trinity because it's very well internationally recognised. It's just got a good reputation as, you know, a good university, and the campus is really nice as well.
I like it that it's such an international place. You meet so many people from all over the world, and that's really great.
Of course, going to university isn't all about studying. There are plenty of other reasons to choose Trinity when picking a university. For me, it's the 400 years of history.
I love the university's beautiful old buildings and rooms. And visiting places like the old library with its atmospheric long room is always special. I could spend hours admiring the old books and manuscripts here, especially the Book of Kells. The Book of Kells is a 1,200-year-old manuscript written and decorated by Celtic monks. They were exceptionally good at illustrating, and the book is beautifully designed.
There are lots of things to do in Trinity. Students can play all kinds of sports here, and they can take part in drama, music, and comedy clubs and societies too.
I asked some students what they did in their free time.
I am an editor at the University Times. It is a student paper.
I like to use the pool and just go for a swim, just to kind of clear my head between lectures. I'm also thinking of joining a few more societies, but I've yet to do that.
I meet up with friends, go for coffees, go for beer in all the pubs, have fun.
Are you a member of any clubs or societies?
I'm just a member of the university paper and the boxing club.
Actually, I'm not, no, but I like going to the sports centre a lot and take fitness classes there.
Trinity's a great place to come to study. And it's a great place to spend time in too. If I wasn't a student, I'd still come here. And even when I graduate, I'll keep coming back.
Ahora la podemos ver con subtítulos en inglés. Es momento de ver aquellas palabras que quizá no escuchaste muy bien.
Hi, my name is Lisa O'Connor and I live in Dublin. I love living here.
Dublin's got great museums, brilliant art galleries, and of course hundreds of fantastic pubs. But if you only have time to visit one place in Ireland's capital city, you must see Trinity College.
Okay, I am a student here, so maybe I'm biased. But if I were a tourist in Dublin, I'd definitely come here. Of course, Trinity is a lot more than just a tourist attraction. It's also the oldest and most famous university in Ireland.
Trinity was founded in 1592. It has always had a tradition of excellence and is particularly well known for producing famous writers. The author of Gulliver's Travels, Jonathan Swift, obtained a Bachelor of Arts degree here in 1686. The playwright Oscar Wilde also studied at Trinity. Bram Stoker, the author of Dracula, began writing here. And Samuel Beckett, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature, studied here from 1923 to 1927 and taught here in 1930.
When I decided to come here to study, everybody told me it was a great university. But people all said that I wouldn't get a place here unless I got really good exam results. They were right, but it was worth it. And if you don't mind working hard, you'll love studying here. But do other students agree?
I decided to ask some students what they enjoyed about studying at Trinity. What are you studying?
Computer science.
I'm doing a master's in applied psychology at the moment.
I'm doing a PhD in English literature.
Why do you enjoy studying at Trinity?
Trinity is an old college, lots of history, and it's a very friendly college to be at.
I like studying at Trinity because it's very well internationally recognised. It's just got a good reputation as, you know, a good university, and the campus is really nice as well.
I like it that it's such an international place. You meet so many people from all over the world, and that's really great.
Of course, going to university isn't all about studying. There are plenty of other reasons to choose Trinity when picking a university. For me, it's the 400 years of history.
I love the university's beautiful old buildings and rooms. And visiting places like the old library, with its atmospheric long room, is always special. I could spend hours admiring the old books and manuscripts here, especially the Book of Kells. The Book of Kells is a 1,200-year-old manuscript written and decorated by Celtic monks. They were exceptionally good at illustrating, and the book is beautifully designed.
There are lots of things to do in Trinity. Students can play all kinds of sports here, and they can take part in drama, music, and comedy clubs and societies too.
I asked some students what they did in their free time.
I am an editor at the University Times. It is a student paper.
I like to use the pool and just go for a swim, just to kind of clear my head between lectures. I'm also thinking of joining a few more societies, but I've yet to do that.
I meet up with friends, go for coffees, go for beer in all the pubs, have fun.
Are you a member of any clubs or societies?
I'm just a member of the university paper and the boxing club.
Actually, I'm not, no, but I like going to the sports centre a lot and take fitness classes there.
Trinity's a great place to come to study, and it's a great place to spend time in too. If I wasn't a student, I'd still come here. And even when I graduate, I'll keep coming back.
Y finalmente la podremos ver con subtítulos en español y en inglés. Es momento de entender toda la conversación.
Hi, my name is Lisa O'Connor and I live in Dublin. I love living here.
Dublin's got great museums, brilliant art galleries, and of course hundreds of fantastic pubs. But if you only have time to visit one place in Ireland's capital city, you must see Trinity College.
Okay, I am a student here, so maybe I'm biased. But if I were a tourist in Dublin, I'd definitely come here. Of course, Trinity is a lot more than just a tourist attraction. It's also the oldest and most famous university in Ireland.
Trinity was founded in 1592. It has always had a tradition of excellence and is particularly well known for producing famous writers. The author of Gulliver's Travels, Jonathan Swift, obtained a Bachelor of Arts degree here in 1686. The playwright Oscar Wilde also studied at Trinity. Bram Stoker, the author of Dracula, began writing here. And Samuel Beckett, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature, studied here from 1923 to 1927 and taught here in 1930.
When I decided to come here to study, everybody told me it was a great university. But people all said that I wouldn't get a place here unless I got really good exam results. They were right, but it was worth it. And if you don't mind working hard, you'll love studying here. But do other students agree?
I decided to ask some students what they enjoyed about studying at Trinity. What are you studying?
Computer science.
I'm doing a master's in applied psychology at the moment.
I'm doing a PhD in English literature.
Why do you enjoy studying at Trinity?
Trinity is an old college, lots of history, and it's a very friendly college to be at.
I like studying at Trinity because it's very well internationally recognised. It's just got a good reputation as, you know, a good university, and the campus is really nice as well.
I like it that it's such an international place. You meet so many people from all over the world, and that's really great.
Of course, going to university isn't all about studying. There are plenty of other reasons to choose Trinity when picking a university. For me, it's the 400 years of history.
I love the university's beautiful old buildings and rooms. And visiting places like the old library with its atmospheric long room is always special. I could spend hours admiring the old books and manuscripts here, especially the Book of Kells. The Book of Kells is a 1,200-year-old manuscript written and decorated by Celtic monks. They were exceptionally good at illustrating, and the book is beautifully designed.
There are lots of things to do in Trinity.
Students can play all kinds of sports here, and they can take part in drama, music, and comedy clubs and societies too.
I asked some students what they did in their free time.
I am an editor at the University Times. It is a student paper.
I like to use the pool and just go for a swim, just to kind of clear my head between lectures. I'm also thinking of joining a few more societies, but I've yet to do that.
I meet up with friends, go for coffees, go for beer in all the pubs, have fun.
Are you a member of any clubs or societies?
I'm just a member of the university paper and the boxing club.
Actually, I'm not, no, but I like going to the sports centre a lot and take fitness classes there.
Trinity's a great place to come to study, and it's a great place to spend time in too. If I wasn't a student, I'd still come here. And even when I graduate, I'll keep coming back.
Eso ha sido todo por el video del día de hoy. Si lograste entender de qué trató la conversación, escribe en la cajita de comentarios, mi inglés ya no es básico. Y de antemano, te felicito por todo lo que has progresado en tu inglés. Si te ha gustado, no olvides compartir y dejar tu like para llegar a más personas. Tu apoyo es muy importante. Sin nada más que decir, muchas gracias por ver y que tengas un excelente día.